About Klein Mitzitzis, so let's hold off on that. Perhaps we won't discuss it. If we do discuss it, it makes more sense when we've learned more of Daf Mem. But in the discussion of this detail of Shmuel's Din, Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, the Gemara quotes a Memra of Rabbi Yehuda. Out of the Memra of Yehuda, we find the Machlekes of Nachman Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara at the end says that Machlekes of Nachman Rabbi Yehuda is a Machlekes Tanoim. What's the Machlekes Tanoim? A Machlekes Tanoim in Tanan Dvei Yishmol. Exactly how we're going to darsh in the Psukim, the very bottom of the Testament base, that some Tanoim Dvei Yishmol explain that Beged B'chol HaTeru Kula is only wool or Pishtan. And therefore, any other kind of beged is in chayv tzitzis. Another tanoim held that we dafke v'drosha, that to include other materials, for example, tzemig molim, tzemer anovim, rabbit fur, and the camel fur, and the noitza shalizim, and cotton, wool. The klach, the svikim, the shiron, and different forms of silk. So that's a machlekes tanoim, whether clothes that are made of cotton, made of silk, made of other kinds of furs, are they chayv and tzitzis minei rais hinat? Machlekes tanoim. Then the Gemara says, not a machlekes tanoim, but exactly how to paskin was a machlekes amirom between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. Between Rav and Rav Yehuda, as opposed to Rav Nachman. Rav and Rav Yehuda paskin, like the Tanoim held, that all begodim are chayiv and tzitzis midei raisa. And Rav Nachman held like the Tanoim that only tzemer pishtim chayiv midei raisa. Right? Again, Rav and Rav Nachman held that, let's say, the most common beged that we wear. We are usually makbid. We're usually careful that our large talesim are talesim of wool. There was a time when it was very common to have that the young people by mitzvahs had silk talesim. It was back several decades. That was then it was taken over by conservative Jews, but amongst Orthodox Jews as well, that by mitzvahs would wear davka silk talesim. Also, sometimes older people also wearing silk talesim. Now it's almost universal, maybe universal, that that the large talis is made of wool, which everybody holds is minatur, is a mitzvah, minatur, it's a biblical mitzvah, it's a mitzvah deiraisa. What about the cotton, talis cotton, the cotton tzitzis that we wear? So that's the machlokes between the two positions in the amongst the Tanoim Rabbi Yishmol. Is that a mitzvah day rice, a biblical mitzvah, to where it is that a rabbinic mitzvah the rabbana? Alright, so again, let me get more careful. Rabbi Machlokes Tanoim is whether there's a mitzvah min haTorah, is a biblical mitzvah to wear to have tzitzis on a cotton beged. If a person has a four cornered cotton beged, is he chayv and tzitzis? That's the machlokes. Okay. Then the Gemara says that machlokes had a pasuk in the machlokes of Nachman of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and Rava held that we pasuk in the way that we normally conduct ourselves, that all clothing that's four-cornered is chayiv in tzitzis, min haTorah. And Rav Nachman pasuk in the Tanoim who said that only wool is chayiv min haTorah. And then Rav Nachman adds, and all of the materials are chayiv min haRabbanan. That's in his chiddush, but that was how he learned pshat in the other shittas that apparently preceded him. Right, so that was Rav Nachman's. Now we go a step deeper, and we point out that Rav and Rav Yehuda, and presumably the Tanoim, so their position is that all clothing. Wool and linen and silk and rabbit fur and notes of shalizim and camel fur, all of those materials are chayiv min haTorah to have tzitzis, and have another din of knaf min knaf, that they have a din that not only are they obligated to have tzitzis, but they have another din. What's the other din? That you can, that the white strings can be of the same material. In other words, the tzitzis can either be wool or linen, or they could also be, the white ones could be cotton for a cotton baguette, and camel hair for a camel hair baguette, right? And rabbit fur strings for rabbit fur baguette. Right? That's the complete shita. Chayiv min haTorah and all of these materials, and you can actually make tzitzis out of all of these materials. Good? That's all learned from the psukim. Rav Nachman's din is, and as far as we understand, that Rav Nachman's din is, if I have a wool or flat or linen garment, then the Torah obligates me to put on wool or linen tzitzis. And then the Torah says, gives me an exception, a leniency in the laws of Kalayim. And then the halacha goes a step further and says that the Rabbanon, they came along and they said, there is a further obligation that even when the Torah frees you from tzitzis, you have to put on tzitzis. All right. What else did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman apparently does have some kind of knaf min knaf din. What is the knaf min knaf din? So we've said there are several rules of knaf min knaf. Right? One rule is, that Rav Nachman would not hold up, obviously, is that you use cotton tzitzis for, if you want, you can use cotton tzitzis for cotton bacon. He doesn't have that in the Torah. Can't hold of that. So what's left for knaf min knaf? Well, he may hold that knaf min knaf still does a din kedima, that when you're putting on your wool tzitzis on your linen garment, your white wool goes first. All right, he may hold of that, or your white linen goes first. All right, and that would then bring us back to the discussion of Shmuel and Levi. He may hold the knaf min knaf still is, according to Rashi, tells us he should have the same color. It could be that he'll hold that, like Rashi, that there's an obligation of having two colors. You can't have, if you have a blue baguette, you have to have some of the color. So apparently he'll hold some din knaf min knaf. All right, Ad Kan till is pretty straightforward. And then there's the machlokes, how do you pass on halacha l'masa? So we know that the Rif and the Rambam, they paskin like Rav Nachman, that min haTorah, you have to wear, min haTorah, only a wool garment is chayiv min tzitzis min deoraisa. If a person wears a cotton under tzitzis and a wool talis gadol, so that means that when he puts on his undershirt tzitzis, his talis cotton, he's fulfilling a mitzvah min derabbanan. You can say brach on it. You can say brach on the Rabbanon. And when he puts on his talis gadol, he's fulfilling the mitzvah in haTorah, the mitzvah deoraisa. Okay. And that's the Rambam and the Rif. And the Rosh, and we have in our Gemara, the Tosfos says, from the time in Rashi, and later in the Rif, they paskin like Rava, which is that all of us, as we said, that all garments that we've mentioned, cotton and silk, they're all chayiv min haTorah. All chayiv, and the Rosh criticizes the Rambam and the Rif because we say halacha kebasra. The machlokes gets the Gemara, so Rav is the basra. Rav is after Rav Nachman. So it would seem that you have a machlokes tanoim. A machlokes Rav Nachman, Rav had a paskin, should go like Rav. That was the Rosh's criticism of the Rambam and the Rif. L'chara, we could point out the following. The Miri, I forget where this Miri is. The Miri points out, I think in Miri and Beya might be, that the rules of psika, rules of paskening, are only when it's an original machloikas. But when it's a machloikas that had a paskin earlier machloikas, then the rules of psika may not obtain. So we have a rule of psika, halacha kebasra, those were the last one. So that's if the original machloikas in Rav Menachem. Over here it's not original machloikas, here it's a machloikas had a paskin, which tanom to paskin like. So it could be that's why the Ram and the Rif are not do not follow the rule of halachic kivasra. Then, so how do we paskin? So the machaver paskins like the Rambam and the Rif, and the Rambam says we hold like the Bali Tosfos, like the Tosfos and like the and the Rosh. So the so that means that we follow the Rambam's psak. Anybody asking us follow the Rambam's psak that a garment of that is made of things other than wool and other than linen are also chayiv min haTorah. Right? What's the difference whether it's chayiv min haTorah or rabbanon? So the differences are, number one, the question that we're going to have to analyze when we get to daf mem aleph amid aleph, whether one should, even according to the Ramam, whether there is a value in being machmir like the Rambam and the Riv, and doing the mitzvah and doing the kiyum d'oraisa. So I have to analyze when we get to daf mem aleph amid aleph. That's one question. That's where the Mishnah Berurah says the Yerei Shemayim should be machmer like the Rambam and like the Rif, right? Depends whether you learn Chassidus and Kaitzman and Chervisman. How are you going to pass it? Right? So and then what are the other nafkaminas that I have a suffix? I have tzitzis and I don't know if they were made lishmo, the Mishnah Berurah says. So, yes, if you pass like the Rambam, it's a suffix in the Drabbanan, so we'd be medical, we would use them. Pass like the Rambam and the it's passing like the Rambam and the Rif, then it's the Rabbanan be medical. It's passing like the Rambam paskins, so then that is a din d'oraisa. And you can't use tzitzis that are suffic if they're kosher or not. Because the Mishnah Berurah is the third nafkamina. What's the third nafkamina? Yitzi, what's the nafkamina in the Mishnah Berurah? Right. What happens if a person? Right, there should be four nafkaminas. Right, but not one nafkamina. Could you use tcheles and pishtun? Could you use tcheles and pishtun together on a cotton garment? Could you violate klein on a cotton if you had tcheles? So that would be one nafkamina. One nafkamina would be what's the din halacha lemaisa? Whether you try to mekayim the deraisa. One nafkamina would be if you have a suffik with a kosher knot. And one nafkamina would be if you're sitting in, you're wearing cotton tzitzis. And all of a sudden, one of the tzitzis snap, two snap, right? So now you can't wear it, you have to take it off. But it's going to be embarrassing to take off the tzitzis in the middle of your sitting in shul, and the tzitzis get caught in the seat, they snap, you look down, it falls the tzitzis. So now the question is, you have to right away take your tzitzis off. So if you hold it, that the obligation to wear these tzitzis is midrabbanan, like the Rambam and the Riv. So then, mishum kovid abriyas, one can sit still. And according to the Rambam, it's yuchayv deraisa. So therefore, you can't sit still because kovid abriyas, your embarrassment does not trump the mitzvah. Even according to the Rambam and the Riv, it's not so clear. It's not so clear whether taking your tzitzis off from under your garment is that a violation of kovid abriyas. The Mishnah Berurah discusses there's kovid abriyas, major kovid abriyas, and minor kovid abriyas. There is a major embarrassment, and that's if that's what you're wearing outside, and you take off your tzitzis, and now you're wearing an undershirt, you're wearing underpants, so that's major kovid abriyas. So then we would certainly say that trumps the derabbanan. On the other hand, if it's minor kovid abriyas, you look a little bit funny, that you're sitting in shul, and you all of a sudden take off your undershirt in the middle of shul. All right, so that's, I'm not sure that's major embarrassment, everyone knows what you're doing. So that might not trump derabbanan. That's what Mishnah Berurah points out, and you may have to distinguish between minor and major kovid, but that would certainly be an issue. Okay, so that l'chayr is a sugya. What's left to understand? The Rajba has a very, very beautiful aura over here. And he says, "Well, before we do the Rajba. So let's again. We pointed out that they rise at their abundance. The machleik is between Rava and Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Okay. So now let's look at Rava and Rav Yehuda for a moment. Let's look at the din they rise for a moment. The din they rise is that there's a chiddush that's embedded in the din they rise. What's the chiddush? Our Gemara says that if you have a silk garment, you can make silk tzitzis, right? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's Minat Torah, there's a din of Knaf Min Knaf, which means you can use the material of the garment. So that's very simple when it comes to cotton and when it comes to notes of shalizim, when it comes to goat hair. But when it comes to camel hair is also to eat. When it comes to silk comes from a worm. So that should be a yetzim and also should be also rabbit's hair should be also to eat. So the Gemara in Shabbos it says that when one makes one's fillin and one's mezuzah and they have to be from a dover hamuter beficha. All of our tefillin have to be from kosher animals, obviously, and even the dye that we use has to be something that's kosher. The dam chilozain, to be dam chilozain, would also be from a yetzim min osir. All right, that's why I chose the. But that's why that's so. Was it a yetzim? Is it a dam or not? Okay, but that's why if you use the chassam servant discussed it in terms of silk, but if you use rabbit's hair, that's certainly going to be.
Tolas Shani is also Tolas.
Yeah.
So that's not
going to be. Okay, but the. So you have to figure out the chiluk tachash. The gemara is going to be tachash, so kuvi mishkan is different. Right, so the chasam sofer says from here you see an important principle. The gemara says that you have to use menamutu b'ficha when it comes to tefillin and the sefer Torah and mezuzos. The gemara says anything which is lamlechas shemayim. So lechari that includes every mitzvah. So the chasam sofer says not so. You see, it does not include every single mitzvah, because you see from tzitzis. So they, that's number one. He says that, so his understanding is that tefillin and sefer Torah are different, probably because they're tashmishe kedusha, because the object itself is kaddish. That's not exactly what the Gemara says. It wasn't melecha shemayim. The Chasam Sofer brings a raya to this, because he points out that there's a kedusha iran in Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says the shofar has to come from a kosher animal. So the Chiddush Iran says that it has to come from a kosher animal, but we see that not all mitzvahs have to come from kosher animals. We see that Melech HaShemayim. So the Chiddush Iran says, why is shofar different? Because shofar is Dili Zikorin Ba. So the Chiddush Iran is referring to a Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person cannot use gold on their shofar, why can't they use gold in the shofar? Because since the shofar is lezikar, and since the shofar is a prayer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so it's like lefnai v'lefnim. It's like being in Beis Hamikdash. And in Beis Hamikdash, you have a rule that you cannot use gold as a defender because it'll be makatrig. It will accuse us lechedu egel. All right. So what's the Chiddush Iran saying? This is a very important Gemara, because this is the best Gemara to prove the word that the Rav says, the Chassidim say, that Shofar is a form of tefillah. So the Rav has different rayas, because it's ben, kofah, but the best rayas the Gemara says, the Korin one, comes to be Maskej Baruch Hu, that's tefillah. So anything which is a form of tefillah is like being in Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara says, it's likely, and has the rules of Beis HaMikdash. So the Chiddush Iran says, that's why Shofar is to be from a kosher animal. So Chassam Sofer says, you see, that Melecha Shemayim is a different kind of a din. Exactly how to define is not too easy. But Melecha Shemayim, again, I don't know if it means that there's certain mitzvahs that are elevated status. Tashmishi Kedusha and those that are inherently Kodesh are those that are Zikorin. Or if the Chasam Sofer is pointing out that a tool that's used for tefillah is like tashmishei kedusha, and as I can't produce the tefillah part has to come from this tool. Without this tool, the shofar, I can't produce the tefillah. So maybe it has an elevated status of tashmishei kedusha. So I'm not sure, but from this gemara, the Chasam Sofer points out that the idea of using kosher substances is unique to a subset of mitzvahs and not to all mitzvahs.
Right, yeah. So you're saying the reason why the din
he's mechayish all din. That's his chiddush. That there's a din that you can use from a kosher animal. And he says because it's killed from an idol thing.
No, the Gemara says that the sheaf has to come from a kosher animal. The Gemara just gives examples. Yeah. Right.
Right. Rav says the halacha they can't come from a kosher animal. He says because
And then the Chasam Sofer points it as a rayim for the tzitzit would be different. We should point out that lechora this should be dependent on the nusach and Rashi, because Rashi in Lamaches on the Testament Aleph says that the tzitzit are also the zikaron. We explained yesterday that the idea of tcheles is as a reminder for us, but the nusach and Rashi that we all saw yesterday that says k'dei l'zachrenu l'tova. So apparently Rashi understands that in tzitzis is also an element of the tzitzis being the tchez being a tefillah, a form of tefillah, the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that raises a question. In other words, it's clear that tzitzis can be made from a non-kosher item. It's clear that there is a subset of mitzvahs which have to be made only from kosher. Exactly what is that subset? So again, the Chasam Sofer seems to say Tashmishei Kedusha, and then he brings a raya from this Chedusha Iran. That this subset exists. You can't say that Lechora, the Chedusha Iran, is not defining the subset of mitzvahs, because his subset, that which is used as a form of davening, and as Rabbi Rosen pointed out, is Doma to Mishkan, so that is going to be like Tefillin and Sefer Torah, because Lechor, we don't say that that's a form of Tefillin Lechor. So if we were to say that being a form of Davening is a defining characteristic of the subset, so then we would have to explain what Rashi would say, because Rashi at least has one position that Tzitzis are also a form of Davening. So, again, it has to be further explored, but the idea that minamuter beficha, that mitzvahs have to use kosher tools, kosher substances, that's obviously is a very limited din, as evidence from our Gemara. Now let's flip to the mitzvah derabbanon. The mitzvah derabbanon is according to Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, so in the Torah, we only have wool clothing and linen clothing and wool tzitzis and linen tzitzis. But then there's a din derabbanan, cotton and rabbit fur and camel hair and silk. All right. And then the Rashba points out that according to Rav Nachman, what kind of tzitzis can you use for your cotton and your camel hair begotten clothes? What kind of tzitzis? So according to Nachman, you'd be able to use either wool and linen, or the same in camel hair or rabbit fur for rabbit fur clothes, or cotton for cotton clothes. So the Rashba points out, but this has to be understood, because according to Rav Nachman, there is no din that. There's no din that I can use the material of the garment as tzitzis for the garment. He doesn't have such a din. Because according to Rav Nachman, there's only one din. Tzitzis are made for linen and wool clothes, and they're made out of linen and wool. All right. There's no din that I'm supposed to use cotton for cotton, because cotton is not mitzvah deraisa. There's no din of rabbit for rabbit, because there's no example in a Torah. So according to the Rashba says, so how did Rav Nachman, how do you understand the din of Rav Nachman? Right? According to Rav Nachman, so our talus cotton is Rav Nachman's din, right? According to Rav Nachman, our talus cotton is the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Alright, so we have a cotton garment and we put on wool tzitzis. Alright, fine. According to Rav Nachman, if we want, we could put on cotton tzitzis. Why? So the Meshbah gets stuck. The Meshbah says that I can put on wool tzitzis on my cotton beged. That's because we have a rule that whenever a chazal make a rule, it's kein deraisa. Okay, what's the kein deraisa? According to Rav Nachman, only two kinds of tzitzis, wool or linen. Good. So then Rav Nachman says, but Rav Nachman is also going to say, I could put on cotton tzitzis. Why? Where is the kein deraisa of cotton? Since we get stuck. So first he says, V'yesh l'amr l'kom ha'idid kin rabbonin kein deraisa tokon. So tzitzis deraisa are wool or linen, alright? So now when Chazal were misakin their din, they were misakin kein deraisa. And then he says, but then what's the base of it using cotton like cotton? V'yesh l'amr d'gam yesh l'am d'takin sh'minam yifter b'em mishum d'vahochin nami ami kein deraisa. He says, well, because that also is embedded in the din deraisa. Because according to Rav Nachman, I will always be using wool tzitzis, blue wool, for wool tzitzis, right? And kein deraisa tehechi debabagodem amchuyom b'tzitzim v'natorim minom poiter v'em, right? Just like in the mitzvah, in the din deraisa, I'm using the same min, I'm using the same material, I'm using wool for wool. So too, in the din derabbanan, I'll do kein deraisa. It's a very difficult reshba, right? First of all, I could use wool for linen, minatora. I don't have to use the same material. And second of all, how can you play the rule both ways? There's one rule. That's right, according to Rav Nachman. That rule is that you can use linen and wool tzitzis for linen and wool clothing. So define it one way or the other. Either define it as linen and wool are your tzitzis, and therefore that should be the rabbinic ruling, or define it as I'm using the material from which I am, my garments, from which my garment is made, I'm using that material for tzitzis. So Rav Nachman says, so the Rashba says, but apparently Rav Nachman is playing both definitions and calling that a kein deraisa. That's what the Rashba says. The Rabbanan have to use templates that are minat Torah. That's a limitation Chazal have. They cannot create an entirely new mitzvah. It has to look like the deraisa d'kein mitzvah. Okay, so according to Rav Nachman, a cotton beged, a cotton garment is now a rabbinic mitzvah. But it has to look like the deraisa d'kein mitzvah. And then Rashba gets stuck. He says, "Well, I'll play my kein deraisa. Apparently, works in two ways. One that I had the universal tzitzis of wool and linen. All right." A standalone, that's kein deraisa. Every single tzitzis in the Torah is either wool or linen. Good. How could Chazal say use cotton for cotton? Well, there's another way of looking at it. I could say the Torah says that I'm only going to be able to use those tzitzis of a material which is going to be mechayiv me tzitzis. That's a different way of defining it. It's a different kein deraisa. So, but that's what the Rashba says. But the Chorot's a very strained logically. I would suggest, Lani is Daiti. Go ahead, Jason.
Maybe he's just saying that if Rav Nachman holds a big calf, so maybe you can use Tishlin for Tzalai, Tzalai, for Tishlin. You have to use Dafka, Summer for Tzalai, for Tishlin. So then, once Chazal are attacking Kylos, then that becomes like the big calf for that.
No, but he, even if you're going to have to allow wool for a linen.
Right.
Right.
Just the tails. But the lava has to be additional because you always have to be kind of enough.
Right. So then you'd say that Rav Nachman would be saying, hey, Yos, there are two different dinam and tzitzis. There's a halacha of white and a halacha of blue. So therefore, Chazal chose the standard. Yeah, yeah. Secondly, I would have said it's the same word in the nusach that we're suggesting that the white is that Chazal understood that the white is the hemshach habeged, like the Tosfos has the uncorrected Tosfos that it's a that the kanaf min kanaf means it's a continuation, it's mukusha to the beged. So it could be that, like Jason is saying, that what the Rashba is pointing out is that even according to Rav Nachman, there are two parts of tzitzis. There's the that'll hold up. There's a tzitzis akanof, and there's a tcheles. Torah says you have tzitzis akanof, and you have tcheles, and you put your tcheles on your tzitzis akanof. Okay, so now embedded in that, in the tzitzis, said it very simply, it's good. The tzitzis, the tcheles is going to be will always be wool, and the kanof min kanof, according to Rav Nachman, might, not sure, might be the beged from which it was made. Right? That would depend on Shmuel and Levi. Right? Again, I'm not sure that's correct, because I'm not sure what Rav Nachman would say on a linen piece of clothing, he may allow all wool clothing, even the white. But if we say, Jason's word a little bit different, if we say that there are two halachas in tzitzis, one is the halacha of having, even in your biblical mitzvahs, in your biblical tzitzis, of wool on wool, linen on linen, so there's two halachas. One is the halacha of silt cheles, universal wool. One is the halacha of having pishton, universal din. There's another din called knaf min knaf. So that din is, I have to have two colors. That din is, I have to have, That I'll put my white first. According to Rashi, that then is going to be that I have to have the same color. So there is a king day rice of knaf min knaf. So just like this, so there are two templates that are embedded in mitzvah. And the one is the template of wool and linen, universal. And the other template, which Chazal are now modeling, is that I have to have a, I would say my word, that I have to have a, that I can have a continuation of the garment. So Chazal followed that template and said, another option in a Din D'Rabbanan. What's the reason for the Din D'Rabbanan? So the Rambam says, Rambam's language is Kedei Lizor B'Mitzvah Tzitzis, which simply means that because we're going to have different kinds of clothing, so Chazal were misaking that we would always be careful in the mitzvah tzitzis, even though we have different kinds of clothing. It could be, the Zalman Sirotskin says this in the Azan LaTorah. It doesn't say exactly this way, but he said that's Pshat LaDorosam. That since the Torah said the mitzvah is LaDorosam, so that's why it had to be established for different kinds of clothing. So now the question that comes up in Rav Nachman is, who's that?
Robert
Elsa. Oh yeah? Oh, very good. Okay. Was that? Again?
Maybe that should
have
been a
makar that
tchelos
in a makar that's 11. Yeah, okay, but that, so the question that the recent post can discuss is the nylons and the rayons. What's the din of why is that a discussion? Because why don't we say, "Shall I give me the baguette?" Right. But we know from Daf Mem Amud Beis that leather clothing is potter from tzitzis. The Gemara says, so the fact that leather is potter, and presumably potter even on the rabbinic level, that means that Rav Nachman's din is somewhat limited. Right? So now I have to figure this out. Rav Nachman says, if you're wearing camel hair and rabbit fur and notzah shalizim and silk, that required there, Chazal said you have to put on tzitzis. You have to mechuyv to tzitzis rabbanan. Chazal, apparently, if you're wearing a leather garment, four corners, not chayv and tzitzis. That's what we're left with. So now the post have to figure out when you have new kinds of garments, rayon, polyester, made from chemically produced plastics, and they chayv that potter. So how did Rav Nachman define his din? Did Rav Nachman, how did he distinguish? Chazal made a certain din. So Tzvi Pesach says that the difference is that all of these examples are examples of garments that are created by weaving, as opposed to polyester and nylon. As opposed to leather, that Ibn Shem created as a sheet. That's the distinction. Where did Rav Pesach get this from? Because that's the language of the Levush. The Levush made that distinction, and the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch also made that distinction, but without applying it for any practical purpose. But the Levush says Kol Minei Orig, and the Alter Rebbe quotes that language as well. So Rav Pesach understood that the Levush was explaining this issue. What's the distinction between these? In other words, it means that when Chazal, according to Rav Nachman and according to Rav Yehuda, right? Whether it's a day rice or the Rabbanon, we know there is some distinction. We know that leather is potter from tzitzis, and according to Rav Nachman, no rabbinic rule is made. We know that Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman would say that Rav Yehuda would say on the din de raisa that tzitzit are not limited to linen and wool, and we know Rav Nachman would say that the Rabbanon also is not limited to linen and wool. Nope. So how do you make the distinction? So that's what the Levush said, that by looking at the examples you can see that there is that all the examples are a weave, and leather is not a weave. So based on that, Rav Pesach says, well, it depends. If your polyester is, if it's a plastic sheet, like a rain poncho, then not chayim and tzitzis. But if it's a polyester weave, like a polyester suit, no, so then you're a chayim. All depends on whether it's created by a weave or not. That was Rav Pesach. And Rav Moshe argued against it. Rav Moshe argued that even if you would take leather and cut leather into strips and then weave the leather together, it would not be chayim in tzitzis. Rav Pesach assumed it would be chayim in tzitzis. And Rav Moshe assumed it would not be chayim in tzitzis. How does Rav Moshe come to this chiddush? Because he points out that in Olos, I think, in the 27th parak of Olos, there is a rush in the Bartanurva that says exactly that. That if you take that leather is not considered to be a garment that's makabel tumah. And the Rush and the Rav say, even if you take your leather and you cut it into strips, all right, and you weave it together. So Rav Moshe says, therefore, the distinction between the leather and these materials is not whether it is woven or not woven, but a little bit different. That's what Rav Moshe suggests, whether in the original presentation it's presented as woven or is not woven. Right? When Rav Waldenberg discussed it, he says the way the Rebbeinu Shem made this, Kadosh Baruch Hu made camel hair and silk and rabbit fur, and that the only way it can be made into a garment is if it's woven together. And the Rebbeinu Shem made leather that it can be cut and fitted. Rav Waldenberg suggests that this could be a machlokes in the Aruch HaShulchan and the Levush, because the Aruch HaShulchan says if you have a leather garment, afilu tofran, even if you sewed it together, like a normal piece of clothing. So the Rav Waldenberg thinks that the Aruch HaShulchan takes the view that, like Rav Moshe. I'm not convinced of that, because I don't know if he's, Aruch HaShulchan is probably talking about when you take pieces and you sew it together to make a sleeve, but not that you actually weave it together. So I was wondering if that is an accurate presentation. So that's the so that's the machlokes ledina. According to Tzvi Pesach was the overwhelming Rav of Yerushalayim. He was a Talmud of Rav Kook, and he was a very devoted to Klal Yisrael. He was also part of the when he was nifter in the 50s. He also, even though he was in Yerushalayim and lived a very, very quiet life, he was getting shouts from all over the world. He was recognized as, and he was so loved by the Yerushalmis that after he was Nifter, the Jews could not conceive another Rebbe Rasha. And for decades, they did not take on another chief rabbi of Yerushalayim because nobody could take over Tzvi Pesach. He was even known as Tzvi Pesach, Tzvi Hirsch, used to call him. So now you don't really meet people who still knew of Tzvi Pesach. Every so often, you come across an old Jew who still saw Tzvi Pesach. But if you'd mentioned Tzvi Pesach, I still met Jews who had seen Tzvi Pesach. And the heslivus, the excitement they had just to mention it, just to speak about it, is remarkable. So Tzvi Pesach said that it depends on the presentation of the garment. Rav Moshe argued based on this, on the Rosh and the Rav at the end of Olos, that it's not based on the presentation, it's based on the garment itself, and then you have to, then it's hard to articulate exactly, it's taken several ways. Is it the primary way in which this material is used? Is it the way that the Rebbein Shem gave us the material? That's not so clear how to articulate that. But Rav Moshe says that leather is leather, and therefore polyester is polyester, and plastic is plastic, and you can weave it as much as you want, and it's still not going to become chayiv in tzitzis.
Couldn't you make a slightly different chiluk and even agree with Moshe that when you cut leather into threads,
yeah,
each thread of leather isn't a thread; it's also a slab of leather.
Yeah.
In order to make notza into threads, you need to spin it into threads.
Okay.
So, you can cut up as much leather as you want and weave it, but it's still just going to be a bunch of pieces of leather that are woven together. As opposed to threads, you need to spin them into threads first.
And polyester.
So if you spin polyester, you need to spin also.
I don't know if that's correct. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Why is woven wool more the original presentation than felt?
That's a good question. So again, what I'm pointing out is that the point is that the way in which you articulate the distinction, according to Rav Moshe's, requires more refining. And again, what you're pointing out is there is no question that we have to distinguish between leather and camel hair, leather and rabbit, between leather and silk. Right, that's clear. So the only question is how do you articulate that difference? And then, however you articulate that, that will have ramifications for polyester. All right, so that's the nakuda. So you're raising the question whether it's felt the primary presentation of a wool. So probably not. The Gemara saw felt as the unusual. We got him shalavodim, right? And levodim is not makabel tumah. Right, so that which is pressed together is not seen as a beged for many halachas. So again, maybe exactly how you present it, whether it's primary presentation or whether it's I'm not sure that's tzarchian. But your question proves Rav Moshe's position, even if we haven't articulated it fully. You see. Good. Okay, so we accomplished today is that we finished Lama Testament Base. That's number one. Okay, so we should go right around to Memorial. Number two is we looked at the din, which is very much halacha lamasa, about what is the status of non-wool begodim. We pointed out the machlokes, tanoim, amiroim, rishonim, and poskim. All right. We point out the nafkaminis ladina. Primary one is what the hanhaga of a yerei shemaim should be, and then we also pointed out that this is the issue which addresses one of the very halachah lemaisedik issues of modern kinds of clothing. All right, whether modern kinds of clothing are going to be chayev in tzitzis both midei raisa or midei rabbanon, each one according to shita. And then we pointed out that where it's purely based on presentation, But it seems to be accepted by the poskim that the distinction is the weave or non-weave. That's Levush, the Alter Rebbe. All right? And Rav Moshe would say that that finds its way back into the Russian and the Rashi of the Acharonim. The question is exactly how you apply that distinction. So that's the machleit between Pesach and Rav Moshe. And Rav Waldenberg has a very beautiful summary of this issue. Okay.